Oh, hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Hey, Mia. I'm fine, thanks. How about you?
I'm okay, but I'm a bit worried.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, I have an email from my cousin who lives in India. He's asking me about these friends of his. They're coming to England for a week or so and they need some ideas.
Well, that doesn't sound too hard. I'll help you if you like. There are lots of things to do and see in England.
Oh, okay, great. So, where to go, what to do, where to stay, how to get around.
Whoa, slow down. What do we know about this couple first?
Well, he says they like outdoor stuff and history.
Outdoor stuff and history. Okay. Well, if they like history, how about Oxford or Cambridge? They can see all the wonderful university buildings and churches.
Yes, Oxford is a good idea. The university is really beautiful and historical, of course. It's such an old university. Is it the oldest in the country?
Well, I think so, but you should know. Anyway, if they go to Oxford, they can stay in one of those nice hotels by the river.
Hmm, good idea. Then they can take some lovely walks and boat trips. Those are nice outdoor activities.
Okay, so 2 or 3 days in Oxford, sightseeing, walking, and trips on the river. How about the rest of the time?
Well, if they really like outdoors and nature, they could go to the Lake District. It's beautiful at this time of year. You know, the lakes and rivers and mountains.
They could stay in a cottage by the lake and do more walking or mountain climbing, even swimming if it's not too cold.
Swimming? Well, maybe. Yeah, a cottage would be good. And of course, they should spend some time in London. There's so much to do there.
Yes, London definitely. All tourists have to see London.
Yeah, I agree.
They should go to the theatre when they're in London.
The theatre, yeah. There are lots of great shows on, and they could visit some of the museums. The Science Museum and the Natural History Museum and...
Where are they going to stay in London?
Maybe a bed and breakfast would be good. Hotels are really expensive. There are some lovely B&Bs in Bayswater or Notting Hill.
Okay, good idea. And how about transportation? How are they going to get around?
Well, in London, they can use public transport. The bus is good because that way you can see everything. But to get to Oxford and the Lake District, I think it's a good idea to rent a car.
Yes, I agree. If they rent a car, they can stop where they want and see lots of smaller places.
Okay, this is great. I'll email them now. Thanks a lot, Jack.
No problem. Just buy me a drink sometime. I hope your friends have a great time in England.